This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizler, on the ones and twos over at the Taj Mahal. And we got Boom Boom Matty Leach doing his thing over on the other side of town. 734-998-1050. I mean, I'm just asking who you think the half-season MVP is. Offense, defense, and the overall. Also, special teams. I got to put the special teams in there. You know, I can tell – you guys want me to tell you my – I'll give you –
Yeah, let's get ours in, and then we'll get the people in.
Okay, we'll get ours in there. I'm going to do special teams first. It's Robbins. It's the little punter, Robbins, not because his father is a teammate of mine. That young man gets it done. He's putting it in there. Now, Moody, I get it, but we got field position. We have change of field position when that young man gets that ball and kicks it deep like that. So he's done a great job all season long. So he's done a great job. So it's between Moody and him, and I just chose Robbins right now. It could change during the full season. Defensive player. I mean, this was tough. This was tough because you got it at three levels. And, I mean, you got it at the defensive line. You got it at the linebackers. And you got it on the back end. And they're asking this man to do so much and run around. And he's playing nickel corner. He's playing safety. He's all over the place. It's Daxton. Daxton Hill, that's it for me. I'm sorry. Anybody, if you don't like it, you can have your vote and go with it. But that's my MVP of that defense right now because they're asking him to do so much and play so many different positions, to play the corner as well as the safety. So, and he's doing them both. And he made a cool interception. Come on. That was a sweet one, dude.
One of the tougher ones I've ever seen.
Exactly. So
it was no Woodson up in East Lansing, but it was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. Let me say this. It was Woodson-esque. Woodson-esque. That's what I'm saying. I'll say that.
Maybe Ohio State 95, 96. I got you.
Half-season MVP. You know what? This was a tough one for me. Offense.
Did you give us your offense?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, offense. Offense, Hassan Haskins. I mean, the guy is an unsung hero. He's a guy. He's not the flashiest. He's not. He's just going to do his job. And not only, I'm not giving it because he made a leap over somebody. Everybody, you just like it because he jumped over something. No. I like him because he blocks. I like him because he picks up the blitz. I like him because he runs. When he hits somebody, the pile moves forward. I like him because he gets the dirty yards. He gets the things that people don't see. He doesn't get credit for it. People don't see it, but I see it. I know what he's doing up there. I like him because he'll keep taking the ball as much as you want to give it to him. He's not going to whine for it. He's not asking for it. Not like us little running backs. We want the ball all the time. But this man, he's quiet. He doesn't even know that he's being called thunder and lightning with Blake Corum. I mean, they call us what? I mean, come on, really? Dude, they call you thunder and lightning. You know you the thunder because you ain't lightning, but you getting it done, though. You getting it done.
And then your overall MVP.
Got to be Aiden Hutchinson. I'm sorry. That's the kid. That kid, he sets he's a tone setter. Right now, this at the half of the year, he's a tone setter. I mean, it's tough. Look, it's tough to pick him, too, because I could say Cade McNamara because, hey, Cade's getting it done. He is getting it done over there. But Aiden Hutchinson is the tone setter. He's setting the tone. And look, Josh Ross, he's getting it done, too. There's a lot of guys that could be MVPs on this team, but Aiden Hutchinson is a tone setter.
You can – On every one of these, you can flip-flop your answers. I've been
– Oh, yeah.
I had to cross my first one out for defensive player, and then I switched it up. So I'll go in the same order as you did, Jamie. I'm going to go with the other kicker, that place kicker, Moody, because you're right.
Yep.
Robbins has done a great job, and you did pick him because you played with his dad. It's not a big deal.
I did but not.
Moody. that game, kicked two field goals in the last 3 minutes of the game to give Michigan the win down in Nebraska, giving us a lot of confidence in that place kicking position. So he is my MVP of the special teams on the defense. I had the same one as you to start with, J-Mo. I had Daxton Hill because of the versatility he gives us in the secondary, because of everything that he does, leading the team in interceptions with two interceptions, knocking out Graham Mertz in that Wisconsin game, which was a huge part of that game. But I'm going to switch it up to Josh Ross. And what the reasoning why is not only, you know, leading the teams in tackles the way that he is, but you look when he got hurt in that Rutgers game, our defense looked completely different once he went out of the game. So you to me, that speaks to how valuable he is to the defense. Like you said, there's other guys that you can argue too, but he's the one that I picked for my defensive player. Offensive player, I bounced around a lot on this one, J-Mo, but you know where I ended up? My man JJ from Lincoln Park is going to be really happy. Andrew Vistardis.
Oh, nice.
My MVP on the offense. Yep. Because this offensive line has been the best part of this offense. Whether it's in the running attack or it's in the passing game, they have been the staple of Michigan so far this year. And he has been, to me, the most impressive on the offensive line. Not only because he's a six-year captain and walk-on who's earned that scholarship and done everything that he's done, but you watch these games, he is so impressive the way that he's been able to get out and get in front of guys. I think that he has done an incredible job, and him being the staple at the middle of this offensive line has allowed guys like Barnhart, who came in, or, you know, all of the different moves that we've had to make. I think he's the reason why we've been allowed to. So he's my offensive MVP. And overall, Jamie had it right, man. You got to give it to Aiden Hutchinson, not only playing like a top-tier NFL draft pick, all Big Ten, all American, but the inspirational leader on the team. When you hear the way that he's taken charge in the locker room, that he's holding everybody accountable, when you have arguably your best player, and he can certainly be your defensive MVP too, when your best player is your hardest worker, you always have a great recipe for success. So I agree with you on that one, J-Mo. And Miz, give us your rundown here real quick.
All right, I'll make it quick because I know everyone wants to jump at the bit. Special teams, I got to go with Brad Robbins. The way that he's been able to pin the ball within the five-yard line, I mean, you can call it, you know, just a victim of circumstance, but kind of also caused a turnover as well, too, in that Wisconsin game. And the way he's been able to just do the way he do. I give it to him. I mean, Moody, don't disrespect to Jake Moody. He's without a doubt, he's kickalicious with a capital kickalicious. And I'm a fan of some Moody, some money Moody, as a lot of people have been coining him. Defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with Aiden Hutchinson as my defensive MVP. He's been that dude that's somehow found a way in the backfield. I think he's had a sack in every game but one. Or has accounted for a sack for every game but one, and that one happened to be this past week at Nebraska. So he's my defensive MVP. Offensive, come on. Hey, the man that ate the corn. Man was eating corn and eating it up. We're talking Blizzy. Blizzy. Blizzy Corum, Blake Corum. Blake Corum for Heisman. I'm calling it right now. If they can put, if people in Michigan State are putting their running back up and putting him in contention, I'm saying Blizzy Corum for Heisman. He's my offensive MVP. Plus, he find that way just to get that second boost of speed. It's like the guy is a bowling ball. He'll hit you, knock a dude out of a game. But yeah, he'll get that speed and hit that second, hit that fifth gear overdrive and make it all the way. But then the overall MVP, I got to go with keep it with the defense. And I agree with you guys. Aiden Hutchinson as well. He is the guy. He's the leader. Hell, all you got to do is just look at how that game ended against Nebraska. Him getting into the face of his coach with pure joy and pure excitement that we did it. Look at this team. Look at what we're doing. Look at how things are, how this team is coming together. I'm ready to fight someone right now. I'm ready to go at it again. Let's go another 60. I'm ready to go again. He wants to knock down a brick wall. And it's no disrespect for to Dax or to Hawkins or to Josh Ross or even to Hill Green or, you know, Vincent Gray. Everyone on the team has found their accountability, but the accountability and the leadership starts right there with Big 97 on that defensive line.
734-988-1050. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason in the backyard. What up, Jace?
Hey, guys. I almost hung up the phone listening to that because Boom Boom just stole all my thunder. He's got the same exact name as that guy.
Jason, I knew I liked you, man. You're my guy.
Don't tell him that, Jason. His hair gonna swell up now.
I agree, Boom Boom. We got the same thought process here. But yeah, on defense, I was going to go to Josh Ross, and for the same reasons you said. You know, when he went out during the Rutgers game, it just seemed, not that things were falling apart or anything, but it was a notable difference when he wasn't in there. And you know, when he is in there, you know, he seems like he's got a good football mind. You know, he's reading the run good. He's not falling for too many play actions. You know, he's doing his assignment where he should be. So I totally agree with that. And on offense, I was going to go to Vistardis also. And for the same reasons, you know, a walk-on was the main reason. He's, you know, this guy's a 6-year walk-on, and a lot of people overlook how important the job of the center is. You know, he's got to read the defense. He's got to make the line calls. And on top of that, he's got to make sure the quarterback gets the ball clean. And, so Vistardis was the guy for me on offense. Special teams, I can't pick. They both flipped the field. I love our punter and our kicker. You know, Brad Robbins can flip the field in an instant. Jake Moody, I mean, we know what he is. I don't know, 10 for 11 on the year, whatever he is. He's only missed one. And his kickoffs, I wanted to bring up a thing. After he took the lead against Nebraska, did you guys notice what his following kickoff
he
did?
He kicked it right through the field goal out of the stadium, man. It got me, come on.
He kicked it into the third row. Yeah, absolutely. So technically,
Michigan won by 6, not by 3 last Saturday is what we're saying here.
I agree. I never looked at it that way. Wonder if my bookie will change his mind. But, yeah.
See if that happens, then come back and let me know if that works out. Okay, Jason?
So an overall MVP, though, this might be cliche and it's kind of outside the box, but you know, I'm going to go back to what Bo said, the team, everybody's playing as one unit. So if I got to pick an overall MVP, I give it to the coaching staff because in my mind, if we still have last year's staff, I truly don't believe we're sitting in the top 10 right now. So I like the changes that were made with the coaching staff. It was a needed change. And if I'm allowed to do that, I'm going to give the overall MVP to the coaching staff.
You are the GM. You can do whatever the hell you want. Go ahead.
All right, guys. All right. So, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Boom, boom, you stole my thunder. I didn't mean to copy off of you, but I was kind of laughing to myself here while I was on hold. But, hey, good for us.
As my mom would tell me growing up, whenever we would have similar circumstances, great minds think alike, my man. Jason, great having you on as always, brother.
I'll go with that. Go Blue, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jason. 734-988-1050. Who's next, Miz?
We go to down south. You know who.
Hadley!
Fellas, we're doing well today on this Thursday, so let's get to the questions. My offensive player so far is going to bring, I think I'm going to go out and give it to McNamara. Playing well. Okay. Did you know he's only 14 yards away? Did you know he's only 14 yards away from hitting 1,000 yards?
I did not know that. Thank you for that information. Yes,
getting there.
Well, you're welcome. I love, of course, we love the duel, the Thunder and Lightning. We love Russell and Corum and Haskins. And right now, if Haskins Well, it's actually Corum. Corum's leading in rushing right now. He only needs 90 yards to hit 700 on the year. I think he can hit 1,000. Don't you think?
Yeah, he'll hit 1,000.
I think we're gonna have two that hit that.
I think you're gonna have two, and you'll have 1,000. You have 1,000 yard. I hope you have 1,000 yard. Well, he will.
I just know a defensive player is gonna be Dax Hill, even though he's a little behind in total. Even though he's a little behind in total tackles, which belongs to Ross, with 40, he has 29. I think he's just been lightning all over that field. You know, wherever they want him, he'll play it. He's been all over that damn field, and he's one of my favorite players on the defense. And then special teams, you know, I know you guys have been mentioning our punter and stuff, and he's great too, but I have to give it to Moody. He's, perfect on extra points. He's only missed one field goal. He's hit a 52-yarder earlier in the year. And I'm sure he's right up there with the leaders in the country as far as points-wise. He has 61 on the year, so I'm sure he's right up there. My overall MVP, can I nominate Jenny from Campus Eats?
We do not care.
Exactly. Thank you, Miz. Thank you.
So I know. I had to throw that in there. I'll give it to I'll give my MVP so far to Corum.
Okay, all right, that's a good one, Hadley. I like it. I like the move. Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're quite welcome. All right.
734-988-1050. What's up, Philly E? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, man, this is good stuff. Hey, Jamie, I just want to touch on something. I hate to say it, but, God, who was the caller that brought up the freaking Iowa game? They brought up the Iowa game again.
Oh, and,
who was that?
Was it JJ? Because he said
I
Chuck.
Don't know who
I mean,
was.
No, it was
Jeremy, I think. We had a new caller, Jeremy from Canton, I think. Yeah, was Jeremy. New caller yesterday.
From us, no. He wasn't from Oscoda.
No, that was Steve. That was from Oscoda.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you know what? Our boy from Royal Oak always gets a bad rap for dropping the INT, but I'll tell you what flies under the radar. And I said this to JJ last week. You know, they picked up a 3rd and 6 late on a freaking run by the fullback. I thought, was it David Hudson, I think, that picked up a, like, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, which made the freaking field goal a chip shot. It would have been a pressure, not that it wasn't a pressure kick, but, like, you know, it was a chip shot after he picked that. I mean, they just ran down the clock.
I don't know, Philly, I don't watch that game
anymore.
Probably
have missed that kick.
Oh, my gosh, you watch it every other day.
I think that play runs under the radar. Anyway, that's anyway. Now, listen, the fact that we are going to come up with so many different combinations on this subject of MVP, special teams, offense and defense, that speaks volumes of how good of a season we're really having. So you could do this for another 3 hours. You're not going to get the same guys. So I think that says a lot. So that's a great thing. For special teams, I'm taking my man Moody Mason Blue, and I'll tell you why. Yes, I think our punter, you know, Robbins' kid's having an outstanding year. He flips the field, but you know what? Not only does Moody change field position, but he's also changing the scoreboard, and I think that is probably the most important thing that you could do is change the scoreboard. If we have drives that absolutely don't turn in, into seven, the only reason you could actually save those drives is at least putting threes down. If we don't put threes on the board in those last two drives, we're not all chipper and swinging from the chandelier this week. So he saved a couple of those drives. So he's my MVP. On offense, it's Blake, and I'll tell you why. The running game is the identity. I think Hassan is Hassan. I'm not taking anything. I think he was good this last year. We didn't utilize him, you know, because of the, you know, for the asinine rotation that we had last year. I just love the way Blake, not only does he have out-the-door speed, but, you know, his explosiveness on big runs, but he explodes through tackles. He finishes off runs almost like a la Walter Payton, and he picks up first downs. And I think he got us out of jail early in the Wisconsin game when we were really backed up to our end zone, and he picked up a first down it was a catch and carry. And obviously, defense, Jamie, I'm with you. Dax, his versatility, listen, man, in coverage, playing nickel, he cemented the game last week on that last play. And most of all, come on, the Graham Mertz hit. You can bring that kid on a blitz, and he can, you know, he can break ribs. So, yeah, he's – and overall, it's
yeah,
got to be – it's got to be Aiden Hutchinson. My God, there was the one play, it was at Wisconsin, where two guys – tried to tackle him. They called holding, but there was two guys trying to tackle him, not one. So he's just been a man possessed. And I will say this. I think the previous caller brought up the coaching staff. Guys, there's a culture here that we haven't had in a while. And now here it is, 2 weeks in a row, I'm reading about kids getting off the plane, and the first thing they're doing is hitting the practice field to get better. Now, that's culture being, you know, passed down from the old heads to the young guys. Things are really looking up, guys. Hey, man, you guys all have a nice day. It's all I got, and go Blue.
Billy, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. 734-998-1050. What's up, Poppy? How's it popping?
Hey, I got everybody that everybody else has got, but I got different reasons and stuff. I just think that Daxton Hill is definitely the defense player of the year. Hutchinson and Ross are doing their job, which we knew they would. Daxton is wherever the ball's at, it seems like to me, and whenever we need to play, he seems to be there. And so I have him as my defensive player. Offensive player, I have to go with Corum, because I do believe he's going to be the most valuable player in the second half also, because I think he's going to break a couple of really good ones, you know. And he's just got the speed, and he blocks like a madman when he's he picks up anybody. He don't care what size they are or anything. He does a great job blocking. Now, the other two positions, I got different ones, I think. I think Cade McNamara is the most valuable player. And the reason I say that is, when's the last time Michigan was 6-0 with a quarterback with one interception? And according to most of our listeners, he doesn't have any talent. So if he starts playing a little better than they think he is, he's going to be the most valuable player second half. And at the end of the year, when they play Ohio State, if they're 11-0 and he's the quarterback, I want you to talk to the Michigan band, and they better play the song, "His name is McNamara, he's the leader of the band." Fourth man is the punter, Robbins. He's from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
He is from Westville, Ohio, I believe. That's mm-hmm. where I live right now, Westville, Ohio. And I've talked to a lot of parents and people, neighbors and stuff, they're really proud of the kid, even though they're Buckeye fans. And that's the only reason I'm voting for him, other than he does a hell of a job. And I think he'll keep doing that. But anyway, Jamie, see if you can get that band to play that McNamara band.
Let's see what I can do on that.
I haven't heard anybody say he's the leader of the band, right?
No, you haven't. No, no one said that yet.
I said it, okay? And I even if he doesn't quarterback the rest of the way, he's done his job for the first half, and that's why he's the most valuable player. He may be the most valuable player second half. He may not be. But right now, I think he's done the job, 6-0, one interception. I'll let you get some more guys in there, Jamie. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Drive safe, Poppy. Have a good trip. 734-998-1050. Let's go to Rodney. What up, Rodney? Give it to me.
What's up, Damo?
I'm good. How about you?
Not bad. Boom Boom, how was your basketball game yesterday?
Good, man. I was telling J-Mo, I feel like Kobe, when you saw him in like that last season where he had an ice pack on each knee after the game and one on the shoulder, but we got through it. We're still going strong. I appreciate it over there, buddy.
Yeah, I know how that feels. When I play basketball against my 17-year-old kid, it's like, really? Of course, it doesn't help that it's like Billy Madison playing against me. He's like 6'2", and he just swats everything away.
Eventually, they anyway, grow up.
Okay, we'll get to the questions here for you. Help you out here. I do agree with Pop. He stole my thunder. I'll give him that. I'll go with McNamara as the MVP for right now. What? He's the quarterback. He's the leader of the team. He's everything the coaching staff is asking of him, and everybody's buying him.
That they have. So,
therefore, now, my defensive person, I'm going to go with Coach McDonald. That system, he's still dealing with the same players from before, at least some of them. So he's created a whole different scheme, and they're playing a whole lot different than they were before. I mean, Kingscale might be helping that system too, but either way, between the two of them, those guys have evaluated the talent they have on the field and figured out a way to utilize it in a way to make their team successful on defense. Now, my offensive guy, I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to quite go with Haskins yet because I kind of like the big guy. I like Haskins a little bit more than Cole. I don't know. It's kind of like the Thunder and Lightning system back in the day. When the Giants had
it's hard to pick between the two when they're both so effective.
They're both doing really well. It's kind of like flipping coins. You know, you might hit head 51% of the time, and you might hit tails 49% of the time. So that's actually the actual average, like, that's actual statistical stat on that, by the way. But for my special teams, I'm not going to give it to one player. I'm going to go with the punt coverage team. Because those guys get down there. Because, yes, Robbins, I mean, I've watched the Lions a few times. That guy can punt the heck out of the ball, too. But he out-punts his coverage. And that's why they get so many big returns. He punts it, and those guys bust their butts to get down there. And they literally put a hat on somebody almost immediately after they catch it. So either he's got an incredible hang time or those guys are really working hard. So, but we're pinning them in. And that's pretty much how it works.
Yep.
You know, Bama and them play that field position game all day long. You know, you tilt the field a few minutes, eventually you're going to get a chance.
Yep.
With some field position, and that's how you move the ball. That's Bo did the same thing. You know that, Jamie. You pin them down, you play some defense, and then you get to get after it. That's when you can take a shot. Because you don't need that many yards to at least get some points.
Next, Rodney.
All right, guys, I'll get back with you guys maybe tomorrow, see what's going on.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you, Rodney. Drive safe home. JJ, hold on. Mustafa, hold on. We got to go to a break. We come right back. We come right to you, JJ. You're listening to The M Zone, the premier show.